Traditionally, the look and the idea will come from the band in combination with a visual designer, lighting designer. Andy Watson has been the band's lighting designer for 15, 16 years now. And he and Tom are very in tune with aesthetic. This time round, the design was also driven by a desire to reduce our carbon footprint by reducing the amount of power we used on the stage with the lighting. We investigated many ways of trying to put on a spectacular show but reducing our power, and Andy Watson said, well, why don't we go the whole hog and use just LED? So this is what we believe is the world's first exclusively LED lighting rig of this size.
And what does that mean for in terms of trying to do something like this where it's all LED? First of all, the LED would be give off less heat, so it's more efficient. That would be the first thing. But then you need an awful lot of them, don't you?
Well, it's you would have thought so. I think the key here is that instead of trying to take a traditional lighting system and just replace it with an LED fixture, which there aren't that many good quality, powerful LED fixtures on the market, what we actually did was Andy said, well, okay, let's think outside the box. Let's take the products that are available and do something different. I think it can be summed up by saying, instead of traditionally where you would use lights to light the band, we're now using LEDs to create a piece of art and something for the audience to look at, rather than just create, you know, pretty colors on the stage.
So where does that, in the beginning process then, how do you try that kind of stuff out?
Well, you can't really try it out. We spend a lot of time in warehouses looking at different lights and different products. But of course, there's no real opportunity to try it out because we're trying to create something new that no one else has done before, which is, of course, is always the goal of bands and lighting designers, to try and do something different. So a lot of it was all in Andy's head and his kind of creativity of trying to imagine what it would look like. And, you know, quite a lot of late nights and head scratching, you know, into working out how it was going to go together, if it was actually going to work at all, if it was going to be bright enough, how we transported it from day to day, how we set it up at a show. Because it's one thing to come up with a beautiful design, but in terms of rock and roll, you've got to be able to install it in 4 hours and put it back in the truck at the end of the night and take it to the next gig. And it's got to be repeatable every day, you know.
And if you blow something out somewhere in the middle of, you know, Kansas, you know, you're not going to probably find that, go to the nearest lighting store and get what you need.
Absolutely not. I mean, to the point where some of our lighting fixtures have been custom built for Andy and the band. He very much took products that were available and went to the manufacturers and said, I like this light, but I want it to do something different. And they were very, very enthusiastic to redesign it, to make it custom for us and specific for the job. Problem is, it means, as you've identified, that there aren't spares. We're carrying all the spares and we have to carry the expertise to be able to fix it on the road. We can't just buy another one.
So have you had any problems now? This is the first, you know, you've been probably doing this, what, 3 months or so?
That's right, yeah, we've been doing it since March. We've had the odd problem, but I must say, touch wood, that the majority of the equipment has been very reliable. The good thing about LED lighting, it's all solid state. So it's electronic. It either works or it doesn't. There's no mechanics in it. You know, it doesn't get damaged by being rattled around in the back of a truck. So it's it's been very reliable.
How do you fade LEDs? They're not usually fadeable. Is that different with these? Make them dimmer, brighter?
But they do have a dimmer curve in them because they have a ballast which allows them to be dimmed and faded. The one thing that people maybe don't like about LEDs is they do have a different type of light output and a different response to a regular tungsten light. And I think in the past people have said, well, LEDs are good, but they're a bit blue, or, you know, at low level they maybe jitter a bit. And technology's still got a long way to go, but unless someone like Andy Watson or the band take that chance and try and do something different and say, well, it doesn't matter, it's a bit blue, you know, look at all the other things we can do, then technology is not going to advance and the industry is just going to be stuck where it is.
And then how do you figure out what's going to happen for each song? I mean, this is a band, as I was just talking to the sound person, Jim, this is a band that can play 60 different songs at any given night. How do you figure out what you're going to do for each song?
Well, that's all Andy, the lighting designer's. That's his skill. That's his, you know, his experience with the band and his creativity. You know, my job is to make it happen from a technical and a financial point of view. It's his vision that makes it happen from a arts point of view.
So from the technical standpoint, does Andy just program this stuff in and say, okay, off you go on tour, and you basically say, okay, they're going to do, Karma Police. I call up the Karma Police preset. Is that?
That would be traditionally how it works. With this band and with Andy, he's quite unusual of a designer of this level that he will come out and operate his own show. And a lot of it will be operated manually. It's not automated, because of course the band are playing live, you know, and sometimes they play fast, sometimes they play slow, sometimes, you know, solos, if Radiohead ever have solos, are extended. And of course, so the lighting has to respond to that, because it needs to be perfectly in time with the music. If it was just automated or run by an operator who wasn't really feeling the music, then you run the risk of turning it into a very sterile event.
So Andy's here then making all that happen. That's interesting.
Yes, I mean, yes, he's here and he's at every show. And I think he's very proud of what he does, and he's very proud of the show, and so he should be. You know, it's an excellent looking thing, and I think it's definitely his baby. You know, and he wants to make sure that it's right every night for the band.
Oh, it's a really beautiful baby. Thanks for taking the time.
Not at all.